responsive. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you.
So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name.
My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy.
My soul thanks you, your right hand upholds me.
But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth.
They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be prey for jackals.
But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So let me ask you this question. Do you know what an earthworm is? Wait a minute. No. Do you know what an earwig is? Wait a minute. Do you know what an earworm is? Is that what I'm trying to think of? Do you know what an earworm is? What's an earworm? I'll go live.
What's an earworm?
Mom. It's an annoying song that gets stuck in your head all day long.
It's an annoying song that gets stuck in your head all day long. Be happy. Be happy. All right, don't worry. Be happy. You ever have one of those songs that just never leave, right? And just when you think it's gone, it comes back. Now, no offense, Susan, but a lot of the sanctuary choir songs that we sing, every morning I'm running on the treadmill. That I can't get those melodies out of my head. That's not annoying. It's in the ear of the beholder, right? Is that it? Well, that's what the psalm writer is actually, in a way, reminding us. The psalm writer is not saying, oh, everything is going to be fine, folks. Life is just going to be great. Don't worry. No, the psalm writer is saying, did you hear that first verse? It's like being in a dry land without any water. My whole soul is dried up. It's shriveled up. It's empty. That's what we've been hearing from the psalm writers all summer long, is that they are looking at life in reality. Life isn't easy. It is harsh and hard, cruel and violent, bitter and sad. You all know that. You have gone through family tragedies and crisis. You have engaged in your own individual struggles of life. You young people that somehow you, when you graduate from high school or you get to that point where you're saying, it's almost over, it's almost done, someone said to me, why do they get so excited about being, you know, done with school? Because that's when the hard work really begins. And the freedoms that you thought you didn't have, you long for. Life is that real. And the psalm writer is speaking to that real life. And yet, here's what the psalm writer does. The psalm writer doesn't let go of that song that's embedded in the mind of the writer, that plays again and again and again, and it invites and calls and maybe even pulls back that songwriter into a truth that is also part of the reality of life. And that is that God has been present in those moments every single time. And sometimes it takes hindsight for us to experience that, to actually remember it, to go back and say, oh, that's right. God was there as well. And God was here at this moment in my life. And the psalm writer calls us back to that memory, that song that repeats again and again, that says that we are under the protection and the shadow and the guidance of God every day. You know, I look back in my own life and say, there are times where I thought, there's no way to go forward, because going forward left no possibility, no hope. In the death of a child, in the dismantling of my whole education at one point, in the death of parents and other loved friends, the emptiness that that creates. I'm getting closer and closer to that time where some of you have said, most of my friends and family have died. And there is this awkward feeling of, where are those clouds of witnesses until that memory comes in? Where was God? And so this is what I hope would stay with us this week and every week, actually, is that we would draw on that God that we are here today to worship, and to remember that God so that we don't ever get it out of our mind. We can't let it go. And that's why coming back to these Psalms is important for me this summer, because it draws me back into that memory that I tend to lose with all the other stuff that's moving about my life. And all the things that want to somehow dismiss this piece of faith as just sheer nonsense. That God is present, always present. And as the psalm writer says to us, my soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips when I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help. You have been my help. And in the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. So this is what I'm going to ask us to do now. This is going to be an interesting ask. I want you each person to think of an expression that you would have to speak about God. Maybe it's an adjective, friend, forgiver. Maybe it's a word of love. God is love. Think of one word that just creates that image of God for you in your mind. Okay? So here's what I want us to do. I want us to speak those words out loud until we'd hear nothing more. If it's the same word that you've heard from somebody else, but it's your word, speak it anyway. So if we hear a lot of love, if we hear a lot of peace, that's fine. But there may be another way to describe or you understanding God in your life. You know, companion, guide, strength. And so we're going to just speak those out loud until finally our voices end, which mine is right now ready to die anyway. Okay? You got it? And I'm not going to start it. Somebody's going to have to start it sometime. And I'll just say, you know, oh God, and then we'll start and see what all the words lead us. Okay? Here we go. Kind. Oh, gracious God, you have shown yourself to us in so many ways. You have been our help. Now help us to hold on to that memory. May it be embedded in our hearts and minds. so that when we face the various realities of this life, we may draw on that strength of you. In your name we pray. Amen.